16th Perek Yevamos, Mishnah Gimel. Testimony of a person who died. Ein me'idim el al patsav panim machaitim. Now we learn halachas, what a person has to see in order to testify that he's dead. How much of a clarity does he have to have that this is Mr. Reuven? So it says that if you just say that I recognize him, I recognize his body, but you do not recognize his face, that does not help. You have to have the parts upon the and the chaytav, which means the top, from the nose up. You have to be able to recognize him. But if he was missing his nose, you won't say, well, it looked to me like him. You have to have that level of clarity. Even though there are certain signs that his exact height is Mr. Reuven, or weight, or the complexion, all these things are not enough. But the Maisa we paskin that if he has a very clear siman, like he has an extra finger or some abnormality which is very specific, then you could rely on that. Kamovan, yeah. Do not paskin by yourself. Yeah. So al vishesh simanim begufa bekelov, or the simanim that you found his wallet or other things, you cannot rely on that either, because we're concerned maybe he lent it to somebody else, and if somebody else is carrying his wallet, or he sold it, or whatever else. Yeah. Okay. There are many problems. These halachas. Ein me'idim ela ad she'tesi nafshei. You cannot testify till he's dead. Even they saw that he was chopped up, even in a fashion that in mamish, in a major artery or something, still maybe it was done in a way that it can be cauterized, or if they saw him hanging up on a pole hung, or an animal is eating from his body, even so you cannot testify unless you know that his mamish dead. Yeah. If you see that he's eating, he ate his heart or something else. But yeah, this is sometimes counterintuitive. There was a Maisa Shahoya about a person at the time of the Holocaust that they testified that he died, and they wanted to matter his wife, and suddenly the guy shows up. And ended up, what was the story? The testimony was that they saw him after the war in the hospital, or during the war in the hospital, about Mamish Goy says about to die. And they came back a little bit later, he wasn't there. So they were sure that the Germans took him away. And the story that happened at the end was that just then the Allies came in and they right away took him away to another hospital to save his life. So and he saved. So we see how much the Chazal were accurate when they say that even he looks like he's about to die, you can't rely on that. But if you see him actually dead, then you can rely on that. Yeah, ein me'idim ad ela ad shalosh yomim. One can testify only up to 3 days of the death, because after 3 days of the death, his face starts distorting and looks different. You can't rely on what you see. Yeah. Okay. If he was frozen to death, then that preserves his features, and you can rely on that. Yeah. Okay. There are other exceptions to the rule. We will not go through all of them here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Loi kol adam, loi kol mokim, loi kol shoyis shofim. He says that in respect to this 3-day issue, not everybody is the same. Some people have a nature that they ratchet up quicker, and it depends on the heat outside. Yeah, that. Yeah, the mice is not like what you do. We go by 3 days.